Hi, good morning. Today the message is from the book of Luke, chapter 10, from verse 1 to 11. Now after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them two by two and two ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come. And he was saying to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the labor are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out the laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of the wolf. Carry no purse, no bag, no shoes, and greet no one on the way. And whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a man of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever gift to you, for the neighbor is worthy of his wages. Do not keep moving from house to house. And whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat what is set before you, and heal those in it who are sick, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the street and say, 'Even the dust of your city, which cling to my feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet be sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come near.'" During the retreat, one verse that Dan Steve really sang into my mind is that Romans 8:28. It says, "All things work together for the good who love God and who is called for his purposes." You know, a lot of time when I go for reading scriptures and really speak to me, I find that sometimes it doesn't not just speak to me. He will use the scripture to bless other people. And this is exactly what happened yesterday. I was on my way to morning prayer. God reminded me this passage. So I was reading through it and thinking about it. And then, yeah, sure enough, I'm here to share this message with you. But the first person I actually blessed with this message was actually a sister. She was in SP before and now we're working in Shanghai. And she was sharing with me that, you know, her pastor asked her to start a woman ministry, a business woman ministry in Shanghai. And it's a very daunting task and it's a lot of frustration too in trying to get people to help. She identified some people, 10 of them, and the response wasn't that great, and she narrowed down to 4, and even the 4 committed themselves wasn't so committed, and it's a lot of frustration. And I really, you know, when I talked to her, I really felt, you know, this message really talk about, you know, when you go out for God, you know, the Great Commission is like, go and make disciples of the nation, and this passage really give us some insight as to what to do to go about to make disciples of nations. And so let's go into these scriptures, like, you know, whereby we'll go through it together. Here, when we come to this passage, you know, the first thing we strike is like that in the book of Luke, there's two passages that where Jesus actually sent off people to preach about the kingdom has come to you now. And the first appear in chapter 9, where he sent out the 12 disciples, apostles. And the second sending off is in this chapter 10, where he's sending off 70 of them. And 70, this number, actually, traditional in Jewish custom, is referred to nations. So basically, this is like, already before Jesus, you know, died for us, he already has laid the foundations of reaching out to the nations. The 70 signify that God is trying to reach out to the different nations. And here it's going into pairs. A lot of time in the Old Testament time, talking about going in pairs, when you preach, when you testify, be a testimony, there's always someone to back you up. It's always two witnesses. And so he was sending out two witnesses. And what are the witnesses here? If we go down to verse 9, it says, "Heal those who are sick and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" That is the message of telling people, the kingdom has come to you. God, Jesus is here, and his salvation is here for you to seek. And so he sent off these 70 people in pairs. And the first thing he said to them, is to prepare the heart. It says here, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. That is also the reality sometimes we felt. It's like we see God's work and God asks us to go out for Him. But there are times that when we are thinking that you're working alone and we see the harvest field. And so here, the first thing you ask, God teaches us to pray to the Lord of the harvest. At the end of the day, who is the king? Who is the ultimate one person of God that actually sending out the people, the laborers, is God. So He asks us, like, before you go into the mission field, pray for more people for the harvest field. And the second thing that he tell the 70 disciples is to tell them about the situation they're going into. They are lamb in the wolf. So it spoke of the hostile environment. Yes, you know, gospel is good when, you know, for us, very good. But then when we speak about them, we see a lot of oppositions. And it's talk about, yes, this is the environment that you will go into, and He's preparing the heart. But at the same time, if you read through this passage, there is a hope in there. It's not just going into the field and get rejected all over. It later on talk about, you know, how you can strategize. First, you go into a house, find your base, that the man of peace. And the man of peace will provide all you need. You don't have to even worry about too much. And a lot of time when we look at, you know, for example, the book of Acts, we see Paul going to different houses. And there is the whole Lydia is one of them. He is from a base where the gospel will be spreading from that point onward. So my take on that is, like, you know, the mission field that we are in for you guys probably is the workplace, the family, or the friends that you have. So try to identify that man of peace, that really a foundational place that you can enter into, and from that point, share about the gospel. And also, when you go into the man of peace, the house, bless them, because we have that authority carrying forward. Let me backtrack a little bit about the first part about the harvest field. A lot of time when I speak to people who are very discouraged, like they do not see the meaning of their work, and they see it's a drag, it is a thing to pass by, and I always, like, you know, we tell them, you know, where you are is where God placed you. And He placed you in that particular place for purposes. And the harvest is right here in front of your eyes. But a lot of time is the things that, you know, the work itself maybe, or other discouragement really block up to see this is a harvest field. And I know that, you know, you guys probably know about me having a passion for Japan. You know, every time I go there, I see how God loves those people, and I see the need, and I have that passion for them. And I really felt that, you know, we have a calling here in Hong Kong at this particular moment, gathering together, and workplace is your harvest field. And you really have to see the passion of God for the people around you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do anything, and you just walk pass by each day and not knowing that what God's purposes have for you, intended for you. So really, I think from this part, I really felt that, you know, we really have to pray for our heart to see what God wants us to do in the workplace or even in our circle of friends. A lot of time, you know, even for myself too, I have friends like don't know Christ, and I have been friends with them a long time, and I just dare not to talk to them about Christ because thinking it will wreck the relationship. And I'm still praying that I have that heart to really push me over to reach out to them. I remember this one time, I feel really regretted. It's a friend of mine. She was looking for the meaning of life at that point of time. And I share a bit about, you know, what Jesus did in my life, but I never really go into the link and sit down and talk to her. And gradually, she become a Buddhist. And I just, like, I missed that opportunity. I really missed that opportunity. And I just think that, you know, perhaps like for us today, this morning, we pray for the harvest field, that God have placed you in at this particular moment, and ask him to show you the compassion he has for his people. It's just like Jonah at the mountaintop. God is showing him the passion he has for the city of Lidimaya. So I just, you know, this morning, perhaps we spend some time also praying ourselves, and also for the Christian in our workplace. A lot of time, you're seeing them not living out to the full potential God have given them, and they become so bitter about their work, or they lost all the energy even trying to reach out. And this is really sad pictures. And let's, you know, spend some time this morning praying for these two areas. Jesus, you are our Savior. You are the one who saved us from the miry clay. And I just ask, Lord, that today speak to us, Lord. Show us the compassions that you have for the people around us, Lord. show us the urgency. You show us that, you know, it's ready for harvest. It's the urgency is out there. A lot of time that we are tied down by a lot of uncertainty, maybe unsure of what's the provisions and unsure, you know, how people see us when we talk, share about you. But you show us that, you know, we are the one who are with your authority. You are the one that give us the authority to bless other people, to release. You say that we bind on earth, we bind in the heaven. We release on earth, it release in the heaven. And this is the authority that you have given us, Lord. And so we lift up our friends and colleagues, Lord, to you, Lord, and ask, Lord, release them. Help them to see the grace that you have. So this abundant grace that you have for them, Lord, that you want them back to your kingdom. You love them so much. And Father, I just ask you now to pour out your love that you have for us, to strengthen us to go forth, to strengthen us to share, to shine for you in our workplace, in our circle of friends, Lord. And give us this, help us to recognize the identity that we have in you, knowing that we carry that authority. We have the ability to bless people and cities. So if there is any names that, you know, come up to you, friends or colleagues, I just ask you, invite you to pray for them. This Sunday is Febe, is our Indonesia ministry. They are celebrating their fourth anniversary, and so let's lift them up. They really have been, you know, striding into the kingdom of God, and there's about 40 members, and they make invitations to their friends and who probably of Muslim background, and it is wonderful that we have a ministry in Hong Kong preparing their way when they go back to Indonesia. Equip them and you know, during this time, bringing them to the Lord. So let's lift up the event, the celebration. Yes, we're celebrating, you know, God setting up a place of worship for the Indonesia in this building and for our church. And so we lift up the event and also lift up those people that the Indonesian congregation has invited, and pray for they are more receptive to the Lord, and also pray for the logistic, you know, for these celebrations. Also, let's also pray for the various, like, you know, how we have held church for tonight, and also for the service for this weekend. We have EG tonight, and also GIC. And for Saturday, we have intercessor meetings and the youth group. Also, pray for the Sunday service and the Noah's Ark. Heavenly Father, I just give thanks to you for this glorious day that you have blessed us with, to start off, to kick us with a time of prayer and a time of resting in you. And I just ask that you come now and minister to my brothers and sisters, and really just energize us, just give them extra energy into and in their work today, and, you know, the things that they need to do. And I just also ask that, you know, for the coming weekend, and just ask you to continue to lead us through. And I just also once again, Lord, that we just proclaim that your kingdom is here, and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, this is our prayer, and I pray all this in Jesus' name.